Hey everyone, Mark here with No New Abnormal. Thank you so much for tuning in. I started this podcast to bring you the perspective of an ordinary guy in the hope of delivering some information and inspiration for other regular folks who've just been struck with fear and confusion since the whole world went crazy in early 2020. If you know deep down that something just isn't right with all this, but can't quite make heads or tails of what's going on, this podcast is for you. Today, I'll cover the topic of asymptomatic spread. This is the idea that otherwise perfectly healthy people are spreading disease just by going about their normal daily activities. The idea was largely used as the basis to impose unprecedented restrictions upon entire healthy populations of people, which, sadly, has entailed catastrophic consequences for the world's poorest and most vulnerable people. But let's back up a bit. Does the idea of asymptomatic spread actually have any merit? Does it have any basis in science or fact? First, let's hear from Dr. Fauci, who is often touted as America's top doctor. Dr. Fauci is an immunologist and has been the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, the NIAID, since 1984. Here's what he has to say about asymptomatic spread.
But the one thing historically people need to realize that even if there is some asymptomatic transmission, in all the history of respiratory-borne viruses of any type, asymptomatic transmission has never been the driver of outbreaks. The driver of outbreaks is always a symptomatic person. Even if there's a rare asymptomatic person that might transmit, an epidemic is not driven by asymptomatic carriers.
Okay, so that's Dr. Fauci saying in no uncertain terms that asymptomatic spread never drives outbreaks. Interesting. Next up, let's hear what the World Health Organization has to say about it. This is their COVID-19 technical lead, Dr. Maria Van Kerkhove.
We have a number of reports from countries who are doing very detailed contact tracing. They're following asymptomatic cases, they're following contacts, and they're not finding secondary transmission onward. It's very rare. From the data we have, it still seems to be rare that an asymptomatic person actually transmits onward.
Okay, so that's two of the biggest public health figures in the world, both clearly stating that asymptomatic spread is very rare and never drives outbreaks. Let's take a look at some of the scientific literature on this subject. In November 2020, Nature, a top medical journal, published a massive study of nearly 10 million people, which found asymptomatic rates of 0.3 per 10,000. In other words, 0.003%, which is statistically zero. In December of 2020, another important study, this time in JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association. This one was a meta-analysis of 54 studies with over 77,000 people. And it found 0.7% asymptomatic transmission. Again, effectively zero. These are just two of the major papers that sit atop a pile of scientific literature demonstrating what has always been common sense, which is that if you really are infected, you'll have symptoms. At this point, listeners already familiar with this subject might say, but wait a minute, you didn't mention pre-symptomatic. This is kind of the whole point. The mainstream press created a boogeyman of asymptomatic spread, making it sound like some special, unique feature of SARS-CoV-2 that somehow warrants catastrophically destructive interventions. In reality, it has never even existed as so cartoonishly described. Pre-symptomatic spread, on the other hand, is a completely normal and expected feature of any viral infection. It applies to all colds and flus and simply refers to the period of time before the onset of symptoms. This deliberate conflation of pre-symptomatic and asymptomatic played a large role in stoking fear in the population to drive compliance. The bottom line is that, once again, the actual science comes in a striking contrast to the stories we've all heard about super spreader events and silent chains of infection. Normal life is as safe as it has ever been. Folks, I hope this has helped bring some context and clarity to this key part of the story, and in particular, highlight the need to read past the headline and think for yourself. Well, that's it for today's show. Thank you so very much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, consider subscribing. I have a lot more coming up soon. To see the show notes, which contain all the references to what I've mentioned here, or to support our work, head over to nonewabnormal.com. Until next time, take care.